A legal aid group in North Carolina has sued the North Carolina Growers Association, the nation's largest broker of farm labor. The Growers Association brings up to 10,000 legal guest workers from Mexico to North Carolina each year. The lawsuit charges that the association blacklists workers who complain about their working conditions. From Raleigh, Lita Hartman reports.
Francisco Acuña came to North Carolina in 2001 as part of the H-2A guest worker program run by the North Carolina Growers Association. One day he took a fall on the job. Acuña told his boss he was hurt. Then he called Legal Aid of North Carolina to file a workers' compensation claim and visit a doctor. Acuña says that's when he ran into trouble with the Growers Association.
The person in charge at the association made me understand that I should never have anything to do with talking to legal aid, that I'd done wrong. And I was thinking that it was okay for me to see a doctor. When you're feeling bad, that's who you have to see.
Acuña is speaking from Mexico. He hasn't been accepted back into the H-2A program again. He believes he's been blacklisted. That's why he joined eight other men in a lawsuit brought against the Growers Association by the Farm Worker Unit of Legal Aid of North Carolina. All the men say they've been retaliated against for seeking medical care or complaining about their working conditions or contacting a lawyer. Legal Aid lawyer Jennifer Lee says it's that fear of retaliation that keeps other workers from speaking up.
You know, people will tell us about these incidents, but they don't want to do anything about it. They really don't. They'll tell you what happened, they'll ask you what their rights are, and then they don't want to do anything. And the blacklist is something that looms very largely over these workers.
Legal Aid's main evidence is a 1997 list of 17,000 Mexican workers, labeled North Carolina Growers Association Ineligible for Rehire Report. Lee says the document violates a century-old state law against blacklisting.
If the blacklisting of these plaintiffs is found to be unlawful, it would then apply generally to their whole system of blacklisting and could affect the whole H-2A program, right, in North Carolina, and just make it better for workers who do come over here to be able to then assert their rights and not fear being blacklisted.
The North Carolina Growers Association is headquartered in the tiny town of Vass. In the garage, Executive Director Stan Urey shows where various service agencies come to greet the guest workers when they arrive.
NC Department of Labor, Ag Safety and Health is here. The migrant health clinics are over here.
Along with other notices, there's a big banner on the wall telling workers in Spanish not to believe anything that Legal Aid says about the Growers Association. It underscores the long-standing animosity between the two groups. Urey says the association has never maintained a blacklist, and he reads from a page in the workers' contract to show that.
Here's one telling workers, in spite of what Legal Aid says, there is no blacklist. You don't have to fear being put on one. We're trying to combat that negative PR that they do on the workers.
When he takes a look at a copy of what Legal Aid says is a blacklist, he says it didn't come from the Growers Association.
I don't recognize this. We didn't create this list, and I don't know who did.
It says 1997 NCGA Ineligible for Rehire Report with a list of names, addresses.
Well, I could create a page that said this is the Legal Services plan of attack on how to kill the H-2A program and put everybody out of a job and, you know, hand it around too.
It turns out that the list is a piece of evidence submitted by the Growers Association's own lawyer in an unrelated case Legal Aid brought in 1998. It was produced just for that particular court case. Urey says he has one list of 35,000 workers, and it's not sorted by eligibility. He contends that Legal Aid has a political agenda that favors unionizing all the nation's farm workers. He says that in the end, Legal Aid wants to shut down the H-2A program.
They're not suing us for things that we've done wrong. They simply make allegations. They drag you into court and make you prove that you're right, and then you incur the financial hardship of having to continue to go to court, pay lawyers to defend yourself in court until they finally just run you out of money.
Urey says the H-2A program is the best thing that ever happened to farm workers because it offers them approved housing, workers' comp, and a wage of $8.06 an hour, much better terms than what undocumented workers put up with. But Legal Aid says those rights are meaningless if workers are afraid to use them. The lawsuit is asking for damages for the plaintiffs and an end to the blacklist. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Raleigh.